If you would turn to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, we're going to look at verses 21 through 28. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. If you would please just follow along as I read. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. It says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, True, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." And we're going to look at this morning about the subject, a mother's faith. A mother's faith. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, please help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power. Lord, thank you for the moms this morning. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we look at this story and at the lessons we can gather from it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We see that in God's Word, we see the importance of faith quite a bit. We think of different things. We think of salvation. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You know, we see salvation. And we think of even living the victorious Christian life. 1 John 5:4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Many times it talks about faith. Our Mark 9:23, "All things are possible to him that believeth." You know, he says, blessings that come our way because of it. We also know that answered prayer is another thing. It talks about faith. James 1:6, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." We know that faith is an important part. We need to have faith. We see that in this, we see here a story of a mother's faith. We see this, she had a situation and she had faith that Jesus could help her. And as we look at this story, we're going to see three parts of this story that we can look at and that we can gather from this morning. We see first a mother's trouble. A mother's trouble. We see there in verse 22 what the problem was. "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." And the idea that this mom, she had a problem. But it was she was having trouble with her daughter. And as I was writing out my notes, I couldn't help but think, as your kids grow up, you can't help but maybe it might be a time or two where you think your kids had a devil in them, you know. And but hopefully it wasn't too often. And you think, well, hey, that might explain some things. But we see her daughter was vexed with the devil. And we get, if you kind of, if you would put yourself in her shoes, you can maybe imagine her feelings of helplessness. and of hopelessness. You know, as parents, you know, we want to try to, you know, solve things. You know, I think I mentioned, was it Wednesday night, sometimes talking to Allison, I'll say, she'll start telling me something, and I'll say, do you want me just to listen, or do you want me to give you a solution to this? And, you know, sometimes she'll say, I just want you to listen. It's like, okay. You know, but we want to give solutions. You know, we want to, if our child's going through a dealing with a problem, or, you know, whatever it may be, we want to help solve that problem. I know, especially, I'm sure it's that way with moms. I've never been a mom. But I know being a dad, you know, you want to help. You want to, you know, it's like, oh, you got a problem? Well, let me see if I can solve that problem. Let me see what I can do. But here, she was vexed with the devil. You know, there wasn't anything that this mom could do to help her daughter. But you know what? There wasn't anything she could do. But the one thing that she did do, she turned to Jesus. We see in verse 25, what it says, then came she in worship, saying, Lord, help me. She took her problem to Jesus. And we as Christians, we know that that's the place we need to go. I'm paraphrasing a quote. Is it something like, there's nothing, what does it say? Something along the lines of, you can't do anything but pray. Basically the idea of you can't do anything until you need to pray about it. You can't do anything before you pray about it. Basically, we need to pray about it. And I know I should have wrote it down, the idea that we need to take it to the Lord. We need to take it to Him. And, you know, there are times when that's all we can do. But you know what? That's where we should start. That's where we need to begin. There might be a few things that we can do after that, but we need to start by taking it to Him. We get this idea, well, I can't do anything but pray. You know, a lot of times people say that after they've tried and messed things up. You know, time and time, you know, trying different ways to fix the same problem. But, you know, they should have started by taking it to the Lord. And we see this mom, she did that. She took it to Him. And it brought me to the thinking about the idea of intercessory prayers of a mother for her child. This mom, she didn't go to the Lord and say, anything for her, although, you know, it was for her daughter. But it wasn't like, give me this, give me fame, give me riches, whatever. It was my daughter is vexed with the devil. My daughter needs help, and only you can help her. And I think of that intercessory prayer, praying on behalf of someone else. And there are times when we as a church family will pray for somebody else, somebody will ask you to pray for them, and you'll do so. But I couldn't help but think of it along the lines of the intercessory prayer of a mother for her child. You know, you might pray for somebody, and you know you're sincere about it. You'll pray about them. But you know what? It might not be consuming you. You know, you'll say, well, you know, that's too bad. That person's going through that, or these folks are going through this. And you know, I care about them. I want to pray for them. But you know what? It might move you, but not like if it was your child. I was thinking that prayer was the pureness of that prayer. She wanted nothing more than the Lord to help her child. And how that, you know, not only was it that pureness, but how impassioned it was. You know, it was from the heart. It's like, pleading with Him to help her daughter. And how it was from the heart. She wasn't just praying for her daughter, you know, because somebody asked her to. You know, it was weighing on her heart, and she went to the Lord. And not only that, the fervency of her prayer, how that, you know, it wasn't just, you know, well, my daughter needs help. I prayed once for her. No, it wasn't that like, I prayed for you. Check that, you know. No, it was fervent. She kept at it. And the importance of a mother's prayer. And what a blessing it is to have a mom to pray for you. So we see her trouble. Her trouble is her daughter was vexed with the devil. And we see that she took it to that problem to the one that could help. No one else could help, but Jesus could help. She realized that. But that not only that, we see a mother's testing. We see a mother's testing. What we see that she had great faith. What'd she do? She had a problem. She took it to Jesus. She knew that he could help. She had faith that he could help. But you see, we see here that she faced testing. What was the testing? We see first, it's all in verse 23. But he answered her not a word. We see the Lord's silence. And I couldn't help but be reminded of sometimes when we go to the Lord in prayer, and sometimes we've experienced that silence also. You know, when you're looking for an answer and you take it to the Lord and you don't get that answer for a while. And there are times when we go to the Lord in prayer and it seems like you don't have the Holy Spirit's leading in an area and you're trying to get that answer. And it takes a while. But I couldn't help but think, how much more does that silence test your faith when we're praying on behalf of a loved one or a friend, and they're in need of an answer and they're in need of God's help, and you pray for them, and that answer doesn't come right away. You know, you're trying to, you know, it's like, I know God can help them, and I'm gonna, and you pray for them, and you go to the Lord in prayer on their behalf. And that answer doesn't come right away. You'll pray and say, you know, God, they need your help. They need an answer. And it doesn't always come right away when we think it should. I was reminded of, you know, sometimes if you ever had to call 911, you'll find that out. You know, you'll call. I remember when Deanna fell over, and we called 911, and see, it's Mother's Day, wanted to bring you into it, you call 911, and you, I don't know about you, I figure if you're gonna call 911, you know, this is important, this is an emergency. And you say, well, you know what, my son's girlfriend collapsed. You know, could you send an ambulance? And you think, well, this is an emergency. Okay, where you at? Okay, they want you to give you all this. Well, how long has it been? Well, you know, what's going on? Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. She just got here from New Mexico. I don't know all, you know. And he found her in New Mexico. And the fact that, you know, they wanted all these different questions. It's like, why don't you send the ambulance? And, you know, once they're on the way, we can talk, you know. But I know they must get a lot of calls that aren't really that important. And it's like, well, let's try to weed these out. But I don't know. But you know, the idea is like, you know, send the ambulance. This is important. And, you know, but they're just dragging it out. And I was reminded of that. And sometimes it feels like that when we go to the Lord in prayer. You know, it's like, Lord, this is important. And you know what? He knows it's important. He knows the situation. You know, that the 911 operator, they're trying to get a, you know, kind of get a picture of what's going on first. And I understand that. I guess maybe I need to put a little more urgency in my voice next time. I don't know. But, you know, but when we go to the Lord, He knows the situation. But we need to keep, you know, we need to just have faith and trust Him and realize that He knows the situation. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone. I understand that. But God knows. And just because you don't hear from Him right away, right when we think we should, you know what? That doesn't mean that He doesn't know and that He doesn't care. I know that many of you in this room understand that firsthand. You know, sometimes that delays to test our faith. And that's not always fun. Especially when we're in a situation where we're praying on behalf of someone else. Someone that we care about. Whatever they may be going through. Remember Mary and Martha when Lazarus died. Remember they sent for the Lord. What was it, 4 days later? They said, what did they say? Well, you know, Lord, if you'd have been here, you know, he wouldn't have died. But He knew what He was doing. But not only the silence of the Lord, the discourtesy of the disciples. We see that in that same verse. It says, and His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. We say, you know what, Lord, tell her. you didn't say anything to her. You know, send her away. And it's brought to mind that how many of have been affected by our lack of concern. You say, well, you know what? You know, don't worry. I don't bother me now. I don't have time for you now. And I couldn't help but think how many could have avoided hell if we had had a little more concern. But you know what? She wasn't dissuaded. She didn't give up. She had faith that Jesus could help her. And although she was, we see that she was tested a little bit, and Jesus didn't talk to her. And the disciples said, "Send her away." You know what? She knew that she was at the right spot. She knew she was where the help that she needed was. And you know that brings us to number three. We see a mother's triumph. A mother's triumph. As we see in this passage, we see that she wouldn't be stopped. Her daughter was vexed with the devil, and she knew that Jesus, she had faith that Jesus could help her. And although she was tested by His silence for a time, and by the disciples, you know what? She wouldn't be stopped. It's like, here's where the help is that I need, and I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be turned away. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to keep going with faith that He can help. She had faith in Jesus. And she had the persistence to keep asking. And we see there that she had two character traits that all of us as Christians need. We see first she had humility. You know, she went to Him and it wasn't like, yeah, you know, Lord, you know, you have to help me. I think Sam was kind of talking about that this morning. She had humility. Humility is something that's not, it's kind of lacking these days. We all have the right to do whatever and say whatever, and we should have access to whatever we want. But she came to him with humility. But not only that, she came to him, as we talked about first, with faith. She had faith that he could do it. And we see two things regarding her in her triumph. We see her faith was commended. Verse 25. Then came she in worship, saying, "O Lord, help me." I'm sorry. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith." It's in God's word. You know what? Her faith is being read about this morning. We're reading about it now. And here this woman had such faith that God put it in his word. But you know what? What a blessing that is. But I'm sure what she's more excited about was the fact that her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She got her answer. She took it to the Lord. And she persisted. And she had humility. And God answered her prayer. God healed her daughter. And what a blessing that must have been. Can you imagine how she must have felt when her daughter was healed? And I'm sure that when the Lord was silent there for a while, I'm sure all that, looking back on that, is like, it was worth it. You know what? I don't know. You know, she might have thought, you know what? He didn't answer quite when I thought he should, or how he could. But you know what? I'm thankful he did. He answered my request. He healed my daughter. And I couldn't help but think, as far as the moms and the grandmas in here this morning. First, we need to remember the fact that faith makes a difference. Faith makes a difference. We see it made a difference in the daughter's life of our story. Here, this girl, she was vexed with the devil. But she had a mom that cared. A mom that had faith that Jesus could help her. And she took it to Jesus. And she was persistent. And the Lord healed her because of her mom's faith. But you know what? Not only did the mom's faith make a difference in this girl's life, you know what? Your faith makes a difference in the lives of your children. In the lives of your grandchildren. You know how important it is for them to see a godly example in their moms and in their grandmas. You know, and sometimes, yes, your faith will be tried. And sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes it seems like God's not listening. But we need to remind ourselves that He is listening. He knows. And it'll make a difference. We'll say, as Prince will say, we want to make a difference in our kids. We want to make a difference in our grandchildren. We can do so by showing the example of someone that has faith in God. And then another lesson we can take from this is the fact that we need to, moms and grandmas, you need to keep lifting your children up in prayer. Keep praying for them. That too makes a difference. Going to the Lord on their behalf. Pray for them. And keep lifting them up to the Lord. Keep showing them that example of faith. Keep praying for them. Who knows what the Lord may protect them from. You'll never even know. Because you prayed for them. You were faithful to pray for them. You were that godly example that they needed. Moms and grandma definitely make a difference in lives of children. They influence children. There's no doubt. And there are plenty out there today that are influencing their children for wrong. It's unfortunate, but true. But we need more moms and more grandmas that are willing to be that godly example. The ones that point their children and grandchildren to the Lord, to pray for them, to be that faithful, godly example.